As soon as Jimbo lit the sage, a ripple ran through the spirit. She did react as though she was in pain, but it was very apparent it had affected her. Jimbo glanced at me, his brow starting to sweat with the exertion it took to hold back the beacon he held power over. When he'd opened it up in the basement in old Sacramento, it had looked like a bright spotlight, and every spirit within miles had been drawn to it. But we didn't want to draw spirits. Jimbo, I know you can do it. Dial it open just enough for people who are connected to her to see. They'll see it before any other spirits do. As long as you keep it dialed down, everything will be okay. He shook his head, and after taking Dean's hand, he closed his eyes. We all watched as his breathing became faster and more frantic. It was as though he was running a race, but he was standing right in front of us. The physical strength it took to restrain his power was something very few people would ever realize or understand. The power burst out of him, but not without control. It pulsed, and the bright white light that shone out of his chest was nearly blinding in its intensity. I glanced at Jason, and even though I knew neither him nor Dean could see it, I had to force myself not to shield my eyes.